you would help us, Lord God, to leave this place, Lord, with our hearts and minds focused on you, Lord Jesus, because you are leading us and you're taking us to a greater place, Lord God. You're preparing us for great things, God, and we want you to help us today to receive it into our spirit. In the name of Jesus, praise God. God bless you. You can be seated. Are you trying to figure out and understand everything that has been happening in your life, but you can't? Are the situations in your life right now not making sense to you despite knowing the plans of God for your life? You're just been pondering these things and wondering, what are you doing to me, Lord? And are you tired and almost want to give up? It's just like, wow, just like every time I turn, there's something that comes up and there's another situation that comes up into my life and another seemingly bad move. And we're like feeling the urge to just throw in the towel, give up. Say, I just can't go on anymore. I feel there's that here in this room today, and many of us. Amen. That you're just at a point in your life where it's just like, how can I continue to move on in my spirit? Amen. I'm doing everything I know to do right, and I'm trying my best, and it just seems like nothing is going right. And the first thing that you should probably do is stop understanding, stop trying to figure out, and let go. Don't try to figure out what God's up to. Let go. Let go of all the blurry thoughts in the situations in life that don't make sense, because you are not going to understand them all at once. Proverbs 3 and verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. You're not going to understand what God's where God's taking you. Quit trying to figure it out. Quit frustrating yourself and trying to figure out, what are you up to, God? I can't figure this out. Why am I in the state that I'm? Why do you have me in this place? Why do you have me doing what I'm doing right now? I don't like it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
In verse 6 it says, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In other words, God, wherever you have me, whatever you got me doing right now, I'm going to find the best in it, and I'm going to glorify you in it. In the dark time, in the bad time, in the frustrating time, in the moment that I am not comfortable with, God, I'm going to acknowledge you that you are Lord of my life. God knows what he is doing. If anybody doesn't know that, God knows what he's doing. Just pinch yourself. It hurts. God did that. Amen. God knows how to do what he is doing. He knows why he has you where he has you. And he is the first person that you can surely trust. Amen. You can trust in God. Amen. When you don't understand and when you can't figure it all out. Amen. If you can just get your mind to say, God, you're still Lord. You are God of this situation, and I'm just going to trust you, and I'm just going to let go and quit trying to do it on my own and quit trying to figure it all out and just say, I'm going to trust you. We can take Joseph from the book of Genesis as an example. God intended him to become the next ruler of to Pharaoh. But he went through situations he probably never imagined was going to come his way. While I've never been sold into slavery or wrongfully imprisoned, I have had life go differently than what I have imagined it would. Seemingly in the opposite direction of the dreams God had placed in my heart. Therefore, you are not alone in such struggles with life. Amen. I'm here to tell somebody today that God has you right where He wants you. Amen. You're not confusing God one bit. Amen. God knows what's going to take place in the future, in the next few days. Amen. He has it already worked out. Amen. You may be scratching your head and you may be saying, boy, he sure seems like he doesn't know what he's doing. But I'm here to tell you, God knows what he's doing. He understands where you're at. He knows the pain you're feeling. Amen. He understands what you're going through. Yeah. Here are three difficult situations that Joseph went through, which you could take as encouragement when you feel like giving up. Amen. Imagine, number one, Joseph living in a perfect life. He had it all. I mean, his father really liked him. His dad really cared a lot about Joseph, a little more extra than others in the family. He looked after him. He pampered him. He gave him just about everything he needed. There was no worry. There was no fretting. Amen. Joseph was just taken care of. And when it drastically changed and was altered by the jealousy of his brothers, things began to change. They who ended up selling him into slavery. Out of the blue, Joseph's life had been changed. I can dare say that none of us here have ever been sold into slavery and totally rejected by your brothers and your sisters. Amen. But here this man is, all of a sudden, thrown into a pit. And then a band of gypsies come by and they drag him out and sell him to these people, never to be seen again. Went on as if he never existed. The animals just ate him up, Dad. He's gone. Oh, what a tragedy. They pretended to be heartbroken. And he was taken away from his comfort zone called home to become a slave in a foreign land. You can't figure that out. You can't understand that. You can't imagine that in your life. But here this man found himself not knowing a soul, totally foreign. And if you are in an uncomfortable situation right now, or you are confronted by an uncomfortable circumstances, take courage that God is getting you closer to your destiny, just like Joseph. God has got a place He's taking you. Amen. He's preparing you for great things. And it's uncomfortable now, and it don't make a bit of sense now, and it's hard right now. But I'm here to tell somebody that that day is going to come when you are going to be in a place of rulership, and God is going to use you greatly in that place, and you are going to change the world. Hallelujah. Joseph's destiny was in his hometown, But in Egypt, his destiny, I'm sorry, was not in his hometown. It was in Egypt. We're thinking that God's going to use us maybe right here, right in this place. But I'm here to tell you, God knows where he's taking you. Amen. And we can try to analyze it and figure it all out and pour our lives into places. And I'm here to tell you, do it. Do it with all that is within you. If you're blessing the kingdom of God, give it all to God. Amen. I'm here to tell you, God is in control. Quit trying to figure out your life and let God, take your hands off the reins and say, God, take the wheel. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to frustrate myself anymore trying to figure all this out. I'm not going to, you know, you are ultimately in control. And so wherever I'm going, just help me to have the right spirit. Amen. Let me have a spirit that determines my destiny, God, that I can keep my spirit right no matter what is going on, no matter what the frustrations, but it's where you're taking me, God. I'm all in. I'm all in, God. I'm going there. Help me to keep my head up, Lord God. Help me to believe, Lord God, that I can go on another day because you are the lifter of my soul. Hallelujah. Joseph, number two, was wrongfully accused and imprisoned for the crime he did not commit. A woman done everything she could to convince them that he was trying to take advantage of her, and they just, not knowing the man, not knowing the character of the man, just threw him into prison and shut the door and threw away the key, basically. Away with him, out. And he was accused for something he did not do, leading him to a life behind bars. There's no more demeaning life than daily waking up in a cage, in a place I'm sure that they didn't take very good care of you. Amen. You probably laid in waste and all of those things. It was not a comfortable place, but yet Joseph was there. Sometimes not all situations go according to how we imagine or are wanting it to be. Can anybody say amen? Amen. We just don't want to be there. We don't even imagine why we're there. Along the way, something could go really wrong. But it was the very situation that matured him. This situation. This place that he had nobody to talk to. Probably couldn't even speak their language. Didn't even know what they were saying. But it matured him. It tested him. And ultimately set him up for God's plan to be manifested through him. I'm here to tell somebody here today, God's preparing you. Amen. Your spirit determines your destiny. How you react to where God has you right now is determining where God is getting ready to take you in the future. Amen. Keep your spirit in him. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Quit leaning upon yourself and believe God. He is in control. God knows where you're at. Hallelujah. In one of these major setbacks, we see the true noble character that was the core of who Joseph was. The setback in your life are there for reasons. Amen. God may also be developing your character. Strengthening your faith and molding you to become Christ-like. Amen. Sure, we want to go and just skip through life with candy canes and you know, just popcorn and just everything, you know, gloom, just awesome and no problems and no frustrations. But I'm here to tell you that God is not satisfied allowing you to be unuseful to Him. Amen. So He allows hardships. He allows situations to mold you, to shape you, to help you grow, to help you become a strong, amen, vibrant soldier in the kingdom of God. One that has thick skin and doesn't get offended easily. That one that can stand up for righteousness and walk out into a hard world that is cold and will do harm to you. But if you're a rock solid soldier in the kingdom of God because of the things you've been through, God can trust you and you can make a difference. You can make a change because you've been prepared for something powerful. Hallelujah. So don't get frustrated in the setbacks. Amen. Keep that spirit alive and allow it to, amen, be strengthened by the Holy Ghost, by the power of God. Amen. Let your spirit become more like Him. More loving, like Brother Pritt talked about this morning. Let that love just grow in you. Amen. Stop blaming everybody else for the way your life is right now. God has you right where He wants you. Amen. It's not Aunt Martha's fault. It's not Mom's fault. It's not Dad's fault. Amen. God knows where you're at, Joseph. Amen. The bars aren't comfortable right now. The bed's not comfortable right now. The food is not very tasty, but He is preparing you for the greatest move of His Spirit ever. Amen. And you're almost there. Don't give up. Hallelujah. You're almost there. Keep your eyes upon God. Keep trusting in Him. Keep basking in His presence and let His love be your light. Third, lastly, Joseph waited. Woo. He waited and waited and waited. Nothing is more painful than probably waiting. Waiting. Wondering. God, You remember me? Yoo-hoo! Down here. In this dark, cold, stinking dungeon, do you know where I'm at? I don't have any money. I don't have any clean clothes. God, I'm desperate. Waiting. Especially when it's extra long periods of time. It just seems like it's never ending. Like most believers too, Joseph waited for such a long time before God's plan came to pass in his life. It is in the waiting period that we are tested and refined through fire so that we would come out as pure as gold and pleasing unto the Lord. Waiting, waiting on God. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to reason why I'm here. You're there. You're there. You're where He has placed you. Change your attitude. Change your heart. Get your spirit right. Amen. Get your spirit right. Your destiny is determined by the spirit that you are possessing right now. Hallelujah. If you walk around like a sourpuss all the time because you're not happy where you are, your spirit's wrong. You need to repent and ask God to fill you with His peace and His understanding and His mercy. God, You're preparing me. You're preparing me. I don't understand it. I don't know, but one day You're going to reveal it to me. One day You're going to show me, and one day I'm going to be amazed at Your power and what You can do. Because I was patient. I was waiting, Romans 3:5, it says, and not only so that, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. You know how many times I've messed something up in my job, trying to just figure it out, trying to get it, and I messed it up bad. Broke things. But I was getting experience. Now I know not what to do. Don't do it that way. That's the wrong way. I've learned through mistakes. I've learned through things that, man, I can't believe they didn't fire me for that one. Amen. God takes time to prepare us. He's wanting us to get some things out of our life and some things that are not pleasing. And he knows if you have that kind of attitude, if Joseph, if he would have had that attitude when he took over the kingdom, it would have been ugly. That bold, you know, it's all about me attitude. He would have flunked and he would have destroyed and he would not have been able to preserve his whole family. But through time, through waiting, through not knowing, God stripped him of his spirit. And because Joseph's spirit stayed right before God, his destiny was determined. Amen. Because he got his spirit right. Because he let God do all the figuring out. Yeah. And he just kept doing what was right. Kept just waiting on the Lord. He knew God was going to deliver him. He just didn't know when. Yeah. Amen. You can trust God today. God is going to come through. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the right, but God delivereth them out of them all. Hallelujah. It may not be here yet, but you just hold on. You just keep your spirit right. God's getting ready to set you free. God's getting ready to make something powerful in you. Amen. He's got you there right now. Hallelujah. The overall point of the matter is God's plan for you will surely come to pass. Amen? You can count on it. God is going to come through for you. He will not fail in fulfilling his promises for your life. Amen? Nothing can stop the plans of God from happening in your life. Nothing. God is going to come through. Ephesians 4:1-3, it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen. Do not get discouraged. Do not get upset. Don't hope. Amen. And wish your enemies would be destroyed. Just turn it over to Jesus. Let God handle them. Let God take care of them. Amen. Just say, God, I'm on your side. I don't know where you're taking me, but I'm just going to go along for the ride. Amen. God is preparing you. God is making you a great and mighty leader. Amen. He took you from a little old know-it-all, Now he's taking you to rescue the whole world and save the whole world. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Does that sound like a God that knows what he's doing? Amen. He's got an expected end in your life. Amen. He understands right now. Amen. And maybe you've been fighting. Maybe you've been just struggling with God and you've been trying to do this all on your own and you've been trying to just, I'm going to go this way and I'm going to handle this situation this way and I'm going to walk over here and do it like this. And you've been struggling and frustrated. Maybe it's time to let go and say, God, I'm going to start doing it your way now. I'm here in this dungeon, God. I'm just here and I'm just gonna be here, God, until you choose to make me right, God, till you choose to lift me out of this situation. I'm just gonna keep coming in your presence and magnifying you because I know you're good and your mercies endureth forever. You are Lord, you are righteous, and God, you've got it all figured out. The sooner you can get your spirit where it needs to be, God's destiny is just on the other side. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just let go today. Let Jesus be in charge of you. Amen. Let Jesus lead your life and control what's going on. God never promised that life was always going to be smooth. He never promised it was always going to be a straight path. He never said that things wouldn't get rocky at times. But he did say, in Isaiah 40:31, he says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, if you're faint in your spirit right now, you got a God that you can turn to and you can let go of the reins and quit trying to do it all on your own. And God said that he will renew your strength like the eagles. He will help. He will lift you up out of the situation you're in right now. But you need to let go and let God. Amen. Come on, let's come to the altar and let's let God have the reins. Come on, God, you got it all figured out for me, God, and I'm done figuring this out on my own, God. I'm not gonna give up, God. Oh, you're just about there. Your destination is standing before you. Oh, let your spirit be renewed in him today. Let the Holy Ghost lift you up out of the mire, the shadow, the grave that you're in right now. Come on. Jesus will, he will give you what you have longed for. He will move in your situation. He will heal your life. He will heal your situation. Oh, but keep your heart right before him. Keep your spirit right before God. God knows where you're at, Joseph. Don't think he don't. Hallelujah. He hasn't forgotten you, Job. He knows where you're at, and he's going to help you. He's going to help you right now. Just turn it over to him. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to him. Let the Holy Ghost be in control. Oh, cover me. Oh. Cover.
the sun.